House will come to order. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Here.
Baker.
Here.
Baldwin.
Here.
Barlow.
Here.
Berger.
Here.
Blackburn.
Here.
Blake.
Here.
Burkhart.
Here.
Bird.
Here.
Campbell.
Here.
Kennedy.
Here.
Clem.
Here.
Connolly.
Here.
Dayton.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Edwards.
Here.
Eklund.
Here.
Esquivel.
Here.
Freeman.
Here.
Gay.
Here.
Greer.
Here.
Halverson.
Here.
Harshman. Harshman. Harvey.
Here.
Hunt.
Here.
Yagi.
Here.
Jennings.
Here.
Kasparik.
Here.
Kirkbride.
Here.
Croker.
Here.
Crone.
Here.
Larson Lloyd.
Here.
Larson Dan.
Here.
Lindholm.
Here.
Lockhart.
Here.
Laux.
Here.
Madden.
Here.
McKim.
Here.
Miller.
Here.
Moniz.
Here.
Nicholas.
Here.
Northrup.
Here.
Patton. Patton. Paxton.
Here.
Pelkey.
Here.
Petroff.
Here.
Pieperinen. Pieperinen.
Here.
Pennell.
Here.
Reeder.
Here.
Schwartz.
Here.
Summers.
Here.
Steinmetz.
Here.
Stubson.
Here.
Throne. Throne.
Here.
Walters.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
Winters.
Here.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Here.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Here.
Mr. Speaker.
Here.
Harshman. Harshman. Patton. 59 present, 1 excused.
The chaplain for today is Reverend Rick Hall, representing First Christian Church, Disciples of Christ.
Today, let us come before that which is ultimate, infinite, the more of our existence, seeking unity in the midst of diversity. Let us pray. Unifying force, that which both the physicist and the mystic seek after, we come to you longing for unity. The psalmist proclaimed how good it is when kindred dwell together in unity. The poet E. Cummings wrote it this way, one is not half of two, it's two are halves of one. The seal of this great nation announces E. Pluribus Unum, out of many, one. So we come praying for those who serve in this state. They serve a state of Republicans and Democrats and independents and a few folks who seem not to care one way or the other. Grant us unity, we pray. Lead this legislature to seek not sameness but synthesis. Grant us unity, we pray. Help these elected leaders to respect differences while working for consensus. Grant us unity, we pray. We ask for unity only in so much as our prayers are in keeping with you, the maker of this diverse universe in which we live. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
Representative Eklund.
Mr. Speaker, may I have privilege of the floor?
Yes, you may. Please proceed.
Thank you, sir. First of all, I want to introduce my best friend. Susie's here, my wife of 30-some years. And I want to introduce a good friend and an old schoolmate, a much younger one than me, but she was in school same time at Albin that I was, Deb Palm-Egley. You'd think the whole community of Albin's here, but the mayor of Albin is here, and he's also a very good friend, Kelly Krako.
Welcome to the House. Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My first privilege of the floor is to...
First of how many?
Majority? Of two.
Of two, okay, great. All right, we're on notice.
I would like to introduce my Dayton Ranchester folks. We have new mayors. We have Mayor Peter Clark from Ranchester. And we have newly elected Norm Anderson from Dayton. Along with his wife, Jean. And newly elected Craig Reichart from the Council of Dayton. So, welcome. And then, Mr. Speaker, for my second privilege of the floor, I would like to welcome the former Representative Clarence Varnish to come and speak to us.
Representative Varnish.
Mr. Speaker, thank you very much. So, it's really humbling here, and I feel very honored to be able to speak to you today. And I know it's brief. You guys have a lot of important work to do because it was here and I enjoyed it. But, you know, I look out and I see all the friends I've made, good friends, and I see people who are going to be friends. There's no strangers in my book. And, you know, as we age, we have to keep making new friends. And because otherwise they're all going to die off and we won't have anybody left, you know. The one thing I really want to share with you, and I'm so proud of this body, okay, when I served here, I never heard Republican or Democrat spoken. What I heard was what was best for Wyoming. And I'm so proud of all of you, and thank you very much.
Representative Pelkey.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
Yes, please proceed.
I know the Wyoming Association of Municipalities is here, and I just wanted to take this moment to introduce an old friend of mine. Not that he's old, but we've been longtime friends. We share in common being two German-born elected officials. Klaus Hansen, a member of the City Council of Laramie and a former mayor and a former University of Wyoming professor. He cheated. He majored in German. So, anyway, Klaus Hansen.
Klaus, welcome to the House. It's nice to have you here. Madam Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As I've been walking around this morning, some of you have asked why I am wearing purple on Camel Day. I think the representatives from the northeastern part of the state and my alma mater would know why I'm wearing purple on Camel Day. Colors of my high school. So it's my Campbell County Camels. Yes.
Representative Halverson.
Privilege of the floor, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, please proceed.
Thank you. I'd like to alert the body that United Blood Services has issued a critical appeal for type O negative blood donors. There is a critical shortage, and if anyone is type O negative, which is the universal donor. If they would join me in answering this call, I have a phone number where you can call and make arrangements. Thank you.
We're now at that order of business of the Journal Committee report.
Your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of January 20th, 2015 has been read and recommends that it be approved, signed by Representative Steinmetz and Representative Schwartz.
The doctor of the day who may actually be present is Kimberly Broomfield from Cheyenne. Please welcome her. Reports from standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 3, Revenue, to whom is referred House Bill 25, Railroad Rolling Stock Tax Exemption, Sunset, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Blackburn, Dayton, Edwards, Jennings, Madden, Northrop, Wilson, 2 no votes, Representative Laux and Representative Reeder, signed by Representative Madden, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 3, Revenue, to whom was referred House Bill 62, Property Tax Exemption for Faith-Based Camps, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Blackburn, Dayton, Edwards, Jennings, Laux, Reeder, Wilson, 2 no votes, Representatives Madden and Northrop, signed by Representative Madden, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 3, Revenue, to whom was referred House Bill 76, Public Library Endowment Challenge Program Amendments, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Blackburn, Dayton, Jennings, Laux, Northrop, Reeder, and Wilson, 2 no votes, Representative Edwards and Madden, signed by Representative Madden, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, to whom is referred House Bill 82, Brewery and Microbrewery Licenses Definition, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Baldwin, Barlow, Freeman, Kirkbride, Larson, Petroff, Schwartz, and Steinmetz, 1 no vote, Representative Klim, signed by Representative Barlow, Vice Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 8, Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs, to whom is referred House Bill 74, Front License Plate Requirement, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Allen, Blake, Campbell, Kennedy, Eklund, Laux, Reeder, Walters, and Dave Zwanitzer, signed by Dave Zwanitzer, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 8, Transportation, Highways, Military Affairs, to whom is referred House Bill 85, Motor Vehicle Passing Bicycles, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Allen, Blake, Campbell, Kennedy, Eklund, Walters, Dave Zwanitzer, 2 no votes, Representative Laux and Reeder, signed by Representative Dave Zwanitzer, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 8, Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs, to whom is referred House Bill 92, Motorcycles, Passage Through Intersections, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Allen, Eklund, Laux, Reeder, and Dave Zwanitzer. Those who voted no, Representatives Blake, Campbell, Kennedy, and Walters. Signed by Representative Dave Zwanitzer, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 8, Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs, to whom is referred House Bill 100, Highway Funding, respectfully reports back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Allen, Blake, Campbell, Kennedy, Eklund, Laux, Reeder, Walters, and Dave Zwanitzer, signed by Representative Dave Zwanitzer, Chairman.
Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Mr. Speaker, can I have privilege of the floor?
Please proceed.
Ladies and gentlemen of the 63rd, I noticed up in our balcony we have a former member that's been keeping an eye over us, and former representative and former Senator Sondra Meyer from Evanston is here, and I would just like her to stand and be recognized.
We're now at that order of business of bills on second reading. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 9. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill Number 9 from the Revenue Committee, an act relating to fuel tax.
House Bill 9, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it's so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 12. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 12 from the Travel Committee, an act relating to game and fish.
There are two amendments. Representative Steinmetz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have two amendments to this bill to try to clarify some of the things, and I would move second reading amendment and ask for your favorable consideration. So our amendments are as follows. Page 1, line 14. We would like to delete the word economic and insert monetary. And page 1, line 15, strike of and insert to the state of Wyoming and its citizens for.
Discussion on the amendment. Representative Gurr.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I'd move to divide the amendment. There are two separate thoughts here, and I think they came from two different individuals that... So I would move to divide it. First, division number one would be lines one and two. Division two would be lines three and five.
The chair rules that that is divisible. Which division did you want to proceed on, Representative Gurr?
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to start on division one, which is the one I support.
Then we're on division one of second reading amendment number one to House Bill 12, Representative Gurr.
Mr. Speaker, this was simply the discussion we had yesterday that I wasn't comfortable the term economic being broad, and as the testimony came forth, we were trying to make it clear to the courts that we wanted it to be money, and so that's why we inserted the term monetary, Mr. Speaker, members of the body.
Any more discussion on Division 1? Question being called. We're voting on Division 1 to Second Reading Amendment Number 1 to House Bill 12. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Division 1 has passed the House. We're on Division 2. Representative Steinmetz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to move Division 2, which is on page 2, line 2. Oh, I'm sorry. Which is on page 1, line 15. Strike of, insert to the state of Wyoming and its citizens for.
Is there any discussion on Division 2? Representative Bartle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, this maybe was a way to tidy up some of the restitution latitude that the Game and Fish may want to utilize for determining this. As we heard during testimony, there were five factors that they were utilizing to determine what a restitution value was. We wanted to be specific to its value, the animal's restitution value to the state of Wyoming and our citizenry. So maybe it's a little bit colorful, a little bit of art, but I think we want it to be concrete to something, and I think it's appropriate to be our state and the value of that resource to our state. So thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Any other discussion on Division 2? Question being called. We're voting on Division 2 of Second Reading Amendment Number 1 to House Bill 12. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Division 2 has passed the House. House Bill 12, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it's so ordered. Whoa, is there another amendment? My apologies. It has not passed the House. We are on Second reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 12, Representative Summers.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. I'd like to move second reading amendment number 2 to House Bill number 12. There was a much discussion yesterday around the term economic value, and even though that term economic has been removed, over the years I have seen natural resources economically valued in some very interesting ways. And so what I'm proposing in this amendment is that the commission, when they establish this value, that they do so by rule and regulation, which will ensure that the public will have the opportunity to participate in that process. It's well vetted. The governor's office looks at it. It just provides one more step. I did talk with the director. He didn't really have an issue with this. I just think it makes the bill stronger, and it provides those values to be more transparent to the public. So rather than just go where it is online, it just basically requires that value to be established by the commission in rule and regulation. Thank you.
Representative Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Currently, those values are basically a matter of policy that is adopted by the agency. That doesn't imply that they don't maybe take some public testimony, but it's certainly not the same process that rulemaking requires. So if you agree with the fact that you would want the policy to be developed in a very with a public dialogue, this amendment would do that, and I would suggest that that is possibly a good way to have this addressed. Thank you.
Any more discussion on second reading amendment number 2? Question being called. All in favor of second reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 12, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Second reading amendment number 2 has passed the House. Now, House Bill 12 having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a 3rd time? Hearing no objection, so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 19. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 19 from the Capital Financing Committee, an act relating to public funds.
House Bill 19 having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a 3rd time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 20. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 20 from the Capital Financing Committee, an act relating to the administration of government.
House Bill 20, having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a 3rd time? Hearing no objection, it's so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 23. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Did you say 33 or 23?
House Bill 33 from the Labor Committee, an act relating to workers' compensation.
House Bill 33, having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a 3rd time? Hearing no objection, it's so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 42.
House Bill 42 from the Corporations Committee, an act relating to unclaimed property.
House Bill 42, having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a 3rd time? Hearing no objection, it's so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 63.
House Bill 63 from the Corporations Committee, an act relating to unclaimed property.
There is an amendment. Representative Greer.
Mr. Speaker, I move second reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 63 and ask for the body's favorable consideration. If you recall, the discussion that we had yesterday was concerning giving the administrator or the treasurer the flexibility to advertise above and beyond the current statute, which was just limited to advertising in one newspaper one time a year, and that's great, and I think that's a good legislation to move forward. I just felt as if we still needed to have that advertising in the newspaper the one time a year there as a mechanism for those folks that are used to that, and some folks that aren't as don't use technology as much as others. I just keeping what we had in terms of the advertising and then still allowing the administrator, I guess is proper title, to explore other options to try to get the property back to the rightful owners.
Representative Edwards. Not at this time yet. Is there any discussion on second reading amendment number one to House Bill 63? Hearing none and sensing you're ready to vote. We're voting on second reading amendment number one to House Bill 63. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
Second reading amendment number one to House Bill 63 is passed. The House. House Bill 63 having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it's so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 66. Clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 66 from Representative Dan Zwanitzer, an act relating to the official mythical creature of Wyoming.
House Bill 66 having been read two times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it's so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 104.
House Bill 104 is introduced by Representative Baker, an act relating to big and trophy game licenses.
There is an amendment. Representative Yagi.
Mr. Speaker, after conferring with the sponsor of the bill, I will withdraw this amendment at this time. Thank you.
Second reading amendment number one to House Bill 104 has been withdrawn. House Bill 104 having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objections, it's so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Joint Resolution 1. The reading clerk will read the resolution.
House Joint Resolution Number 1 from Representative Winters, a joint resolution requesting Congress to amend the United States Constitution to authorize congressional votes to approve or disapprove proposed federal regulations.
House Joint Resolution 1, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it's so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Joint Resolution 5. The reading clerk will read the resolution.
House Joint Resolution Number 5 from Representative Dan Zwanitzer, a joint resolution proposing to amend the Wyoming Constitution to remove any mandatory retirement age for Supreme Court justices and judges of other courts in Wyoming.
There is an amendment. Representative Zwanitzer Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move second reading amendment number one to House Joint 5 and would ask for its favorable consideration. Members, you'll remember yesterday we changed with the throne amendment to the age of 75 years. As part of that amendment, we reinserted lines 13 through 18. And in tracking that and talking to several attorneys, there is a possibility we would have a situation where a judge at age 69 could get retained for another 8 years, and we don't want to allow them the power to serve past age 75. And so in speaking with a multitude of people, this language can still come out as it did in the original bill, and I'd be happy to answer any questions on it. There's no great reason to reinsert the stricken language that we did in the first reading amendment. And so I'd be happy to answer any questions, but I've checked with the powers that be, and everybody agrees that this would just tighten up the language, and we don't need lines 13 through 18 anymore in the Constitution.
Question being called. We're voting on second reading amendment number one, House Joint Resolution number 5. All in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, no. Second reading amendment number one has passed the House. House Joint Resolution 5, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, is so ordered.
Mr. Speaker.
Chairman Harvey.
Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Mr. Speaker, up in the gallery up here, you'll see some people. Today is Wyoming's Day of Municipalities, and the president of WAM, raising his hand there, is my older brother, Brian Dixon, who is the president, and we have several members of WAM in the balcony with us today from our communities around the state. Would you join me in welcoming them?
Welcome to the House. Representative Campbell.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the House.
Please proceed.
Members of the 63rd, I'd like to introduce the mayor of Dubois and the councilman up here.
Welcome to the House. You've all had a difficult time in your community, and we appreciate your being here today. Representative Lindholm.
Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
I'd like to introduce the 63rd to several members from my House district, Mark Lindstrom, City of Upton Superintendent. And we've got Paul Brooks, City of Sundance Mayor, Kathy Lenz, the Clerk of Sundance. Welcome. Oh, and Heath Turberville of Sundance also. Sorry, Heath.
Welcome to the House. We're at that order of business of bills on third and final passage. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 5. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 5 from the Revenue Committee, an act relating to taxation and revenue, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming.
House Bill 5, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards. Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petros,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker.
I'm
about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye.
House Bill 5, having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 5 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 6.
House Bill Number 6 from the Revenue Committee, an act relating to taxation and revenue, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming.
House Bill 6, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay. Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
no.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton, Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petros,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
no.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
no.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 54 aye, 6 no.
House Bill 6, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 6 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 7. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill number 7 from Representative Ben Zwanitzer, an act relating to game and fish, be enacted by the state of Wyoming.
There are two amendments. Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move third reading amendment number 1 for House Bill 7 and ask for your favorable consideration. Yesterday, the good representative from House District number 1 brought forth an amendment that kind of flew under the radar, and I felt that this topic deserved a little more scrutiny and discussion, as we didn't have any at that time. Basically, what that amendment would do is it would strip the bill of any oversight and regulation. Now, I'm not one big for oversight and regulation. However, in regards to this topic, I do believe that the bill as it was crafted was good and would have survived the other chamber. I'm concerned that as it is right now, it wouldn't even go past committee in the other chamber. And so with that, I would invite any questions or any other comments from the floor.
Representative Lindholm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Speaking against this amendment, the reason the amendment that was run yesterday during the second reading was because of the oversight and regulation in dealing with dead animals on the side of the road. And I'd ask you to vote no on this third reading amendment because we are dealing with dead animals on the side of the road, and that's what they are. This is not going to increase or promote poaching of any kind. All this is going to do is ensure that if you do hit an animal on the side of the road, you can get it back to your place in a timely manner instead of having to wait on enforcement to come and give you permission to load up said dead animal.
Representative Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So a part of the discussion that's been is who actually has a use for these? And ladies and gentlemen, I'd submit to you that without this amendment, the three uses that I had, I no longer have. The first use is a use that is allowed now, and that's the scientific. I use animals. They're often my own animals that are don't have any left much economic value left for 4-H demonstrations and do necropsies as educational opportunities for the youth in my community and other communities. So that's one. This would allow me on the way or one of those participants to pick something up on the way if I had some kind of pre-authorization and bring it, and we would have a fresh specimen to actually utilize in an educational opportunity. The second one is I have a business that utilizes large guard animals who happen to be carnivorous, and I buy feed for them by the ton. 30 miles between my hometown and the ranch, there's no question that I would come across a lot of readily available feed for my dogs that otherwise goes to waste and is smelling up and littering the side of the highway, which I used to hay when I was a young child and detested when it was this time of season when we would have to deal with those roadkill animals. So there's a second use. The third use is I have an individual in my community who operates a certain type of taxidermy, where in fact all of the flesh is removed from a mount. Now, to keep his seed stock happy, i.e. the bugs that take care of that process, he at times of the year, certain times, calls me and says, "What do you have I can use?" So folks, three uses that I have, two of them my own personal, one of them that I help another individual with, that I'm not saying this takes that away, but I'm saying that I would not, under the current form of the bill, as was amended in second reading, I would not partake in those three, because if I were to pick up one of those animals and were stopped, I would not have any way to say what the source of my possession was. Therefore, my possession of them would be determined illegal, and I would have to go through a process. Granted, maybe it would be deemed legitimate, but only one of those things would be the scientific one where I'd have another way out of it. The other two would not be available to me as a citizen without the inclusion of the third reading amendment. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Burkhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On and for the amendment, I think the second reading amendment, in effect, gutted this bill. And one of the other, I guess you could argue, beneficial uses would just be to barbecue alongside the road. I don't think the second reading amendment was necessary, and this corrects the bill, puts it back to where it was originally meant to be.
Representative Coker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and for the amendment, I was told by the Game and Fish Department that they were hesitant to support this bill because their agents were going to have to spend all their time going out on these calls to sign off on somebody being able to take roadkill. I think just taking that that duty away from them is a smart way to go. I also, just a slight point of order, it's not appropriate to use what the other body may or may not do as an argument for whether or not we should pass a bill or not.
Anyone else for the first time? Anyone for their second time before the bringer of the amendment? Representative Lindholm.
I'd also like to mention that we keep saying fresh, that somehow these animals are going to remain fresh in enough time for a law enforcement officer to get to you and issue some form of ticket. We all know that in some of the more desolate parts of the state, that's just not a possibility. You're talking about driving 60 or 70 miles. That animal's not going to be fresh. If it's in the fall, spring, or summer, the carcass will be ruined.
Representative Burkhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As for the fresh argument, I think some of you know where I live, and I border a fairly busy highway, and usually there's two or three dead deer on that highway a year, and I know where the game wardens live, and I could just go out, get the bill, go drag it into the garage and take care of it and eat it. It's as fresh as what it would be, actually fresher than if I was hunting and got it home, so... It's a way to save a lot of fuel, time, wear and tear on the vehicle to just get it off the front of the road, off the front of my house.
Representative Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The freshness issue is actually addressed by the prior authorization, so we're dealing with that. That is dealt with, Mr. Speaker. And secondly, I stand in favor of third reading amendment to this bill. Thank you.
Anyone else for the second time before the bringer of the amendment? Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I also acknowledge that point of order, and thank you for correcting me. if you look there on page number 2, for those who haven't really gone over the original amendment that was passed yesterday, really lines 2 through 23, that whole section would be taken out, and as it was said, it effectively guts the bill. Again, what this does is it provides reasonable oversight over this issue. And just as it was mentioned a moment ago, a person can get a prior letter of authorization to collect these roadkilled animals. And so with that, I would ask you for your consideration and to vote for this amendment. Thank you.
We're voting on third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 7. All in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, no. Third reading amendment number 1 has to House Bill 7 has passed the House. We're on third reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 7. Representative Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I brought this amendment. I'd move second reading of third reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 7. And, folks, I brought this because I just want to make sure that the game and fish, because of the added burden that may happen as a result, actually that will happen as a result, as the now reinstated bill, that they have a mechanism by which to, that the cost that is incurred as a result of having to go out and examine carcasses or however their rules and regulations, they choose to administer this new act, that they have a mechanism to charge the folks who pick up the animals for that cost, and so it doesn't isn't spread across, using our hunting licenses and federal funds to do these dollars. So I encourage your support of the amendment.
Is there any discussion on third reading amendment number 2? Question being called. We're voting on third reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 7. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
Third reading amendment number 2 has failed. We're now on third reading amendment number 3 to House Bill 7. Representative Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move third reading amendment number 3 to House Bill 7 and ask for your favorable consideration. Friends, this is a simple amendment that takes care of some of the heartburn that we heard from the department about their concern about needing to respond quickly to these requests, and they have other jobs to be doing. And so what this does is on page 2, line 17, add to that sentence that the department shall respond to the request as soon as practical.
Any discussion on third reading amendment number 3? Representative Burkhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Nothing particular against the amendment itself. I just don't like as soon as practical. That could mean pretty much anything you want. Next year, next decade, 2 seconds from now. So just some caution on wording. I'd rather have a specific time frame in there. Thank you.
Representative Swanitzer, Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I do agree with the last speaker's concerns. As you read through the bill, this goes into the rule and regulation making part of the game and fish's responsibility, and so it's more of a general overview directive, and they can establish if they wish to further delve into what is as soon as practical, but it just gives a little more direction to the commission when setting rules and regs on this program, that they don't have to go out at 4 a.m. or don't have to immediately meet someone, that there are other ways to meet at a mutually agreed upon time in the view of the department should they need to. So I support the amendment. Obviously, my name's on it. Thank you.
Anyone else for the first time? Anyone for their second time before the bringer? Question being called. We're voting on third reading amendment number 3 to House Bill 7. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
Third reading amendment number 3 to House Bill 7 has failed. House Bill 7 having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
No.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Greer.
No.
Halverson.
No.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
No.
Larson Lloyd.
No.
Larson Dan.
No.
Lindholm. Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Pinnell.
No.
Reeder.
No.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters. Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
No.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 39 aye, 21 no.
House Bill 18 having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elect. House Bill 7. Thank you. House Bill 7, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 7 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 18. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill number 18 from the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to drones, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming.
There are amendments. Representative Freeman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Amendment 1 to House Bill 18. What this bill does is adds on private property after wherever you see drone. In the discussion relating to this bill, it has gone from we want to prevent Big Brother from looking into us with the advancement of technology with drones. And if you look in the statute, it has a very broad definition of law enforcement. And what that broad definition of law enforcement includes is the agency that is charged with protecting our wildlife and our public lands, and they have two functions. One function is research, one other function is enforcement. And sometimes that's a very thin line, and that agency, in my opinion, is not overly staffed. With this advancement of technology also gives opportunities for this agency. This agency currently uses helicopters and airplanes to do its enforcement part. So by adding public lands, what this will do is that they would be able to take advantage of the new technology. If you notice, it does not allow them in your backyards. It does not allow you allow them in your industrial site. It does not allow you on your farms and your ranches. What it does do, it gives this agency the ability to use advanced technology in an area where citizens would not expect any degree of personal privacy. So with that as an explanation, I would hope that you could support this amendment.
Representative Coker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would strongly urge the body to resist this amendment. If this amendment passes, it will destroy the entire purpose of the bill. It would actually make the bill worse than not having it altogether, because what this bill would do would give the government explicit permission to spy on anyone anytime, because there's always public lands to put a drone over. You park a drone in the middle of a city and you just put it directly over a park. Well, that's public land. I know it just happens that you can see everywhere. There's roads. Roads are public. So all you have to do is park a drone directly above a city street, and then you've explicitly given the government permission to spy on you and have Big Brother there all the time, every time, with no restrictions. So this completely guts the bill. It completely destroys the purpose for the bill. So I would please ask you to resist this amendment.
Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and against, just follow up on the previous speaker. You know, I'm just thinking of the lands out in the area I live. It's majority public lands, Forest Service, BLM. But I guarantee you, every few hundred or thousand yards, there's a 40 or an 80 or a 160 that's privately owned. So this would all be monitored by whatever agency is wanting to do this. So, again, if you want to do something like this, just vote no on the bill. But I ask you to vote no on this amendment.
Representative Pinnell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I believe that there is a lot of public land out there. And as we well know, the cost of going out and looking those areas over, especially law enforcement, game and fish, that as far as surveillance and things, the cost, as we've already heard, is enormous to use aircraft, fixed-wing aircraft or helicopters and things of that nature. I believe with the economic conditions of things to come that they're going to need these type of assets to go out and utilize them out in public land, just to preserve the wildlife there and to help enforce the laws. And we've already heard too about plain view doctrine. There's not a you can do it with an airplane to go out and fly over these things, and if you see something improper, you can act upon that. It would be no different by utilizing this this tool. Thank you.
Representative Lindholm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In regards to this amendment, I am against. You still have the right to due process, whether on public or private land.
Anyone else for the first time? Representative Coker for your second time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, I got it. Now, I find it interesting that the arguments we heard against this bill originally were that, well, no government agency has these drones, so we don't need, this bill's premature, we don't need rules for it. And now the argument for this amendment is, well, we need to be able to use these drones because they're going to save us a lot of money and we're going to put them up in the sky. So which is it? Again, please resist the amendment because it destroys the bill. If you don't like the bill, just vote against it, but don't gut the bill, please.
Representative Pinnell.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. I currently, law enforcement doesn't have drones that they utilize for the wide area of going on public lands that I'm aware of. But I look at the future. The future, law enforcement will have these drones, I'm sure. Game and Fish will. We already heard of the university having drones. Different government entities having drones. So it's coming. It's, things are going to be cost prohibitive. So I would support it. But in general, I disagree with the bill as a whole. Thank you.
Anyone else for the Chairman Miller?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. For my second time, just again on and against this amendment. If someone has a reason to throw a drone up and go out on the public lands or the private lands or whatever, get a warrant or get a subpoena or get whatever law enforcement requires.
Anyone else for their second time before the bringer? Representative Freeman.
I'm not a big expert on technology, drones, or any of that others of this, but I know that technology is coming quicker than what we think. When I was a trustee, we were concerned about safety in the parking lots, and we put cameras out there, and we were able to basically we could read license plates. We could probably read the title of a book if somebody was walking across the parking lot. My sister sent me an email of about a riot that was going on in a city in this country, and it was used by a camera. And basically, you've seen the crowd pictures that is common in local newspapers. But with the camera that they had, I was able to look at every face on that picture that she sent, and you could identify it to where you could probably arrest someone. I live in a small town, and there's a school that's about a block away from my house. And if a law enforcement person wanted to see what I was doing in my backyard, it wouldn't take very much. There is new technology that's coming every day, and the one that we're afraid of right now is drones. And I understand. I don't like people looking in my backyard, and I want some sort of control on it. But the flip side of that is we have to strike a balance of society protecting itself and protecting our personal privacy. I think that the amendment that I offer doesn't gut the purpose of the original bill, but it does give a tool particularly to one group of or one agency in our state that has it has a very big backyard that it's trying to protect, and it needs as many tools as it can get. So I would ask you to favorably support this amendment.
We're voting on third reading amendment number one to House Bill 18. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
Third reading amendment number one to House Bill 18 has failed. Chairman Miller.
Mr. Speaker, I move third reading amendment number two to House Bill 18 and ask for your favorable consideration. This is somewhat of a cleanup amendment with some of the concerns from non-law enforcement governmental agencies. There were some weather drones and weather drones and also geophysical drones that are used by various state and other governmental agencies that would be covered by this bill. What this does, it goes into page 6 and inserts some language that takes care of these folks. On the amendment on line 8, we talk about the use of drones by a governmental entity for bona fide research and not in any manner for purposes of law enforcement or enforcement of regulatory laws. And then it goes to a reporting requirement on lines 13 through 15. They report no later than August 1st of each year. They have to have a description of each project, the sources of the public funding, and the purpose of the research. And going on down, a description of how the drones were used, whether data was collected about individuals or residents, businesses, or private property. A project shall not be subject to the reporting requirements of this subsection if the project collected data only related to residences, businesses, or property owned by the person funding the research. So if it's publicly funded, generally, maybe a geophysical survey across some area of Wyoming, if the state pays for it, that data becomes available. If it's some company that asks for, say, university or one of our community colleges to do a project over, say, their oil and gas project or their mining project or maybe just their ranch, and they pay for that work themselves, that information will remain confidential. So with that, the remainder of the amendment 32 through 39 is just renumbering the various sections to fix the bill. So I ask for your favorable support for this amendment.
Representative Pinnell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Again, I oppose this amendment. I believe we're picking and choosing and going through here and saying that one group we're okay with, another group we're not okay with. I believe that this bill is basically it's not ready for prime time. As I've said in the past, there's many more things that are coming down the road, and I think we should wait. So I'm against this amendment. Thank you.
Chairman Madden.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. During the presentation of this amendment, I never really heard anything explained to me about the purpose of this information. You know, if you talk about weather drones or geophysical drones, and then there's a requirement to turn this information into the Attorney General, maybe we need to give some direction as to what the Attorney General is supposed to do with this. I can see no value to it. I can see no purpose to it, unless it's just to add some more paperwork or something. It just didn't seem like it's congruent to the bill, and it may not even be germane to the original purpose of the bill.
Representative Coker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I can give a description of why this is a good amendment. In the bill, there is a reporting requirement that says that any government entity that uses a drone has to file a report. And it asks for a pretty detailed report, including every time the drone was used. But it came out that the University of Wyoming is using some drones for atmospheric research right now. And so it would be kind of ridiculous to require them to file a report every single time they send a drone up for atmospheric research. But the reporting requirement in the bill does sunset in a few years. But at the same time, we felt it was appropriate, just since tax dollars are being used on these drones, just to have a basic overview for how they're being used. So this basically just says if you're not using it for law enforcement, but it was a drone that was paid for by tax dollars, just once a year, just give us a quick report that just says, like the university could say, we had two drones, one cost us $600, one cost us $3,000. We used them for atmospheric research, and you know, here's the results of that. So it basically lessens the reporting requirements for the groups that are not law enforcement agencies, but does still require them just to give a general picture to us of how our tax dollars are being spent on drones.
Anyone else for their first time? Anyone for their second time before the bringer? Representative Pinnell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On this particular bill, you know, I know there's a concern for your privacy. Law enforcement has that same concern. They're not going out just picking and choosing and going to places to say we're going to target that place today or target another place tomorrow without good evidence or probable cause to do so. In this bill, there's already laws that protect our privacy, that we don't need this bill. I believe that on this matter with this where we're going is we have those protections out there, and I ask that you not pass this amendment. Thank you.
Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This amendment doesn't really hurt the bill if we put it on. What it does is helps certain non-law enforcement governmental entities in Wyoming. So I encourage you to pass it so they aren't burdened by the reporting requirements that are earlier in this bill.
We're voting on third reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 18. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
Aye.
Third reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 18 has passed. House Bill 18, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Yeah.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
No.
Gay.
No.
Greer.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi. Jennings.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
No.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Petrov.
Aye.
Piperinen. Pinnell.
No.
Reeder.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
No.
Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 41 aye, 19 no.
House Bill 18. Having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected of the House, House Bill 18 has passed the House. Mr. Speaker, pro tem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May I have privilege of the floor?
Please proceed.
Staying true to the theme of the day, I see another former member who was my chairman for 4 years and was majority whip of this body and generally tried to keep us in shape, but former Representative Pete Illoway is up in the gallery, so I'd ask you to welcome him.
Play ball.
The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 22. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 22 from the Transportation Committee, an act relating to motor vehicle registration, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming.
House Bill 22 having been read three times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman. Gay, Greer, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Yagi, Jennings, Kasparik, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan, Lindholm, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Patton, Paxton, Pelkey, Petroff, Piperinen, Pennell, Reeder, Schwartz, Summers, Steinmetz, Stubson, Throne, Walters, Wilson, Winters, Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye.
House Bill 22, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 22 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 51. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 51 from the Revenue Committee, an act relating to taxation and revenue, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming.
House Bill 51, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen. Baker, Baldwin, Barlow, Berger, Blackburn, Blake, Burkhart, Byrd, Campbell, Kennedy, Clem, Connolly, Dayton, Edmonds, Edwards, Eklund, Esquivel, Freeman, Gay, Greer, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Yagi, Jennings, Kasparik, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan, Lindholm, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Patton, Paxton, Pelkey, Petroff, Piperinen, Pennell, Reeder, Schwartz, Summers, Steinmetz, Stubson, Throne, Walters, Wilson, Winters, Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 no.
House Bill 51, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 51 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 52. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 52 from the Revenue Committee, an act relating to taxation, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming.
House Bill 52, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin. Barlow, Berger, Blackburn, Blake, Burkhart, Byrd, Campbell, Kennedy, Clem, Connolly, Dayton, Edmonds, Edwards, Eklund, Esquivel, Freeman, Gay, Greer, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Yagi, Jennings, Kasparik, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan, Lindholm, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Patton, Paxton, Pelkey, Petroff, Piperinen, P- Pieperinen?
Aye.
Pinnell?
Aye.
Reeder?
Aye.
Schwartz?
Aye.
Summers?
Aye.
Steinmetz?
Aye.
Stubson?
Aye.
Throne?
Aye.
Walters?
Aye.
Wilson?
Aye.
Winters?
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan?
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave?
Aye.
Mr. Speaker?
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye.
House Bill 52, having received the affirmative vote of a majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 52 has passed the House. The next order of business is reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 1, Judiciary, to whom is referred House Bill 28, Investigative Subpoenas, respectfully report same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with following amendments. Those who voted aye, Representative Escobel, Croker, Crone, Miller, Pinnell. Those who voted no, Representatives Baker, Halverson, Pelkey, and Winters, signed by Representative Miller, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom is referred House Bill 105, Next Generation 911 Task Force, respectfully report same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with following amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Blackburn, Byrd, Edwards, Gay, Jennings, Kirkbride, Lindholm, Paxton, and Dan Zwanitzer, signed by Representative Dan Zwanitzer, Chairman.
We're now at that business of consideration of bills on general file. Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And before I start that process, I'd just like to let the body know that we now have a new black and white printer, and it's ready to go. Just please do not abuse it. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. But we're up and running. All right. With that, Mr. Speaker, I move the House resolve itself into the Committee of the Whole for the consideration of the following bills: House Bill 30, 21, 8, 49, 15, 29, 58, 36, 73, and 23.
You've heard the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Representative Escobel.
Committee of the Whole, please come to order. First bill for our consideration is House Bill 30. Reading clerk, please read the bill.
House Bill Number 30 from the Corporations Committee, an act relating to deposits and depositories, amending Board of Deposits procedures, amending the procedure for designating state fund depositories, providing for continuing designation, requiring the disclosure of disciplinary actions as specified, providing for the revocation of depository designations, providing for the promulgation of rules, providing definitions, amending provisions related to securing the deposit of state funds, amending requirements related to joint custody agreements which secure deposits, and providing for an effective date. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom is referred House Bill 30, Deposits and Depositories, respectfully report same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with following amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Blackburn, Byrd, Edwards, Gay, Jennings, Kirkbride, Lindholm, Paxton, and Dan Swanser, signed by Representative Dan Swanser, Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the bill. Chairman Swanser, Dan, what's your pleasure?
I move when the Committee of the Whole rise to report it do so with a recommendation that House Bill 30 do pass. There is a standing committee amendment number 1 that I would move at this time, but I will explain as we move through the bill and the two parts that it affects. Mr. Chairman, this was a bill brought to us by the State Treasurer to update the statutes that deal with deposits and depositories. A lot of this is cleanup language on how they're doing business now and looking to the future on how we continue to work with member banks throughout Wyoming that are state depositories. And so just walking through the bill semi-briefly, you'll see there on page 2, we're taking out the wording on line 16, the March, June, September, December. What this does is increases flexibility basically for the board to meet after the SLIB board meetings. And so because the way our system's been working, the best time to meet is directly after SLIB board. And so the having to meet quarterly in those months isn't always appropriate. They're also taking out line 18 at the June meeting. As we do this, we really don't have that many yearly changes, so they have to meet every June and designate banks. So when these come around once every couple of years, they'll meet at the appropriate time. You'll see on page 3, we are going to set up a one-time application process to go through these. They're on line 11. We're going to submit a list of all applicants that are recommended by the treasurer. So no longer are we submitting all of the applications. The treasurer's office will review those applications, and the ones that they pass forward will be the list of applications reviewed by the board. The new language there on page 3, lines 17 through 23, this is the right to get the money back if the bank has a problem. So this is basically just a protectionary measure for our state treasurer's office. And then we did have the banking commission come in on page 4. You'll see in the standing committee amendment we're removing the language on lines 3 through 5. This is confidential info that's not going to be disclosed from the FDIC, and so it's not appropriate to have it in our bill. But the new language is from the banking commissioner on how they operate in the Department of Audit on regulating these transactions. Moving on, page 5 is just setting up rules and regs for this section. You'll notice on page 6, Roman at I, that we have now a form acceptable to state treasurer when taking depositories in. Basically, what we're doing now is have a lot of international or massive national banks, and they already have these forms set up. And so instead of the state treasurer demanding a form in a certain format, if a large multinational or multi-state bank comes and has a similar format that's acceptable to the state treasurer, they're going to accept that. A lot of times in corporate America, they have one verbatim resolution that's intended for their larger banks and larger states, and our state treasurers will just accept what they've been doing in other states. Moving on, page 9, the certified copies. This is just really an option for the bank to get everything in on time. So instead of mandating to do it immediately when they become a depository, we give them up to 30 days to get their affairs in order to take on our transactions. We are doing some language changes on page 11 and 948.25. This is with the rise of federal home loan banks. And obviously, if it's a state bank, they're on page 14. They can't custody themselves if they're chartered by Wyoming and be a state bank through the treasurer's office. Briefly, making sure there's anything else that's interest to the body, we do have some amendments on page 15 that the treasurer's office felt after reviewing the bill and meeting with people it was a little bit too onerous. And so you'll notice there on line 18, page 15, we've just, instead of containing provisions, it's going to be in a form that has those provisions. And so that was brought to us again after a lot of review. We met on this bill 3 times in the interim, and we did have to work on a couple more amendments in committee. The act becomes effective July 1st. Again, this is basically just cleanup and adding federal home loan banks into what can be state depositories in Wyoming. I'd be happy to stand for questions on the standing committee amendment right now, and if not, I would go ahead and move that again and call for the question on the standing committee amendment if there aren't questions on it.
Question on the standing committee amendment. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Amendment passes. We're back on the bill.
Certainly happy to answer any questions on the legislation, Mr. Chair.
Representative Larson Lloyd.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And if chairman of the committee could just, I just have a couple of questions I'd kind of like to get clarified. One is on page 4 in the new language on line 7. It talks about if the action is not confidential, and I was kind of curious what types of actions would be confidential that those financial institutions wouldn't have to report back any regulatory action to the state. And then if you could just help me on page line 11, understand the definition or what types of entities would be in a government-sponsored enterprise that would fit into that category there, please.
Chairman Zwanitz or Dan?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll answer the first one. I didn't quite catch the page on the second. They're on page 4 on line 7 and 8 when we're dealing with confidential regulatory actions. If it's a state level, it's not confidential, but what you're seeing happen if it's a national move for a national bank, they have confidentiality procedures that are placed, and so the state treasurer's office has to respect those at the while those investigations are ongoing or those complaints until they're made public. And if the other speaker could ask one more time on the second question, I'd be happy to answer that.
Representative Larson Lloyd.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's on page 11, line 18, the new language there, or in any government-sponsored enterprise.
Chairman Zwanitz or Dan.
Mr. Chairman, this is exactly what I talked about. Basically, you can read it as a federal home loan bank. And so these are now what we call government-sponsored enterprises, but it's a fancy way of saying one of these new type of depositories that, known as a federal home loan bank that are starting to appear, primarily in the state to our south. And if I could just add on to that, it's really these federal home loan banks become escrow agents more so than depositories and how we transfer our money through them.
Question being called in House Bill 30. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. House Bill 30 is passed committee of the whole. Our next bill for consideration is House Bill 21. Reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 21 from Representative Stebson, an act relating to interstate secession, eliminating the right of an adopted child to inherit from both natural and adoptive parents as specified, conforming a provision as specified, and providing for an effective date. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 1, Judiciary, to whom is referred House Bill 21, Interstate Secession, Adopted Children, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Baker, Esquivel, Halverson, Croker, Crone, Miller, Pelkey, Pinnell, Winters, signed by Representative Miller, Chairman.
Heard the reading of the bill. What's your pleasure? Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that Bill number 21 do pass. And the representative, the Speaker Pro Tem from Natrona County, will present the bill.
Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I present for your consideration this morning House Bill 21. And I'll give you a little bit of background before we talk about what the bill does. When you talk about estate planning and how estates are administered in the state, there's really two sort of, well, there's multiple, but two of the primary prongs are if you have a will or if you don't have a will. And this deals solely with that circumstance when you don't have a will, and that's called intestate secession. And what happens if you don't have a will is that the statute sets forth a sort of default rules in how your estate will pass. And if you are survived by a spouse and by children, and this is in 24101, it specifically provides that half of your estate will go to your wife and half of it will be split up among your children. Now, this bill came to me from a number of members of the bar who are estate planners. I'm not, but they have run into a situation several times because of a minority position in the state of Wyoming. And that position relates to adoption. And what happens when you don't have a will and you give up a child for adoption is you give up all interest in that child, any relationship with that child, except for one exception, and that is if you die and you have an estate and you don't have a will. The statute currently gives that child a right to inherit from you if you don't have a will. And as I said, that's a minority position, and only a few states have it that way. And you can imagine it causes some problems. One of the attorneys talked to me about prior to bringing this bill was that he had a client who had a child, had given up that child, had surrendered his parental rights. The child had been adopted, and he had never had a relationship with that child, never knew the child. And then about 35 years later, it was only 20 years later, he had had another child, and he had died when that other child was still young. He had bought a $250,000 life insurance policy for that child, but lo and behold, this other child came in and was able to make a claim against that estate. And so this life insurance he had purchased for this child he did have custody of, didn't know, had to split that amount with the adopted child. And so what this bill does, quite simply, is it just says no. When you give up a child for adoption, you give that child up for adoption. They have new parents, they have the inheritance rights from those parents, but the line with the birth parents is severed. And so really, you eliminate the situation where maybe 50 years down the road, when you've never had a relationship with a child and you pass away, they can come and make a claim on your estate. And you can imagine, you know, you're a child of one of these people. You don't even know that they had children prior to you, that they were adopted out, and all of a sudden you have this stranger in your midst, and you're discussing inheritance issues. So that what this doesn't do is it doesn't impact at all your ability to give through your will. If you give up a child for adoption and you still want to leave part of your estate to them, you can do that through a will. This is simply those default rules. The second part, if you look at, it's a very short bill, but if you look at the second page of the bill and the second part of that amendment on lines 9 and 10, all this does is it says, it talks about the circumstance where I may have a spouse. My child is not the spouse's child, but the spouse adopts that child. It just makes clear that doesn't impact the inheritance rights from me to that child. So that's just a sort of a clarification provision. But in 2003, there was a Wyoming Supreme Court case that involved just this type of situation. And at that time, the Supreme Court noted what a minority position we had in Wyoming and suggested that the legislature change it. And so I just ask you to adopt this bill. I think it puts us in line with other states. I think it puts us in line with what the reasonable expectations of most people are who give up their children for adoption. So, and I'd be open for any questions at this time.
Representative Connolly.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And actually, just a question for the bringer. And your bill makes total sense to me with one exception, and that's my question. And that's, do we ever allow in Wyoming a child to have more than two parents? And the circumstances that I'm thinking of is in a step-parent adoption, do we ever allow for a step-parent adoption without a termination of parental rights, or do we allow for open adoptions where there is a maintenance in some way of the natural parents' duties and obligations towards that child, so there isn't that full and complete kind of breach that you're talking about? And in those cases, it would seem to me that the natural parent might have that expectation.
Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Mr. Chairman, the quick answer is I don't know. The bill does take into account that situation where you do have an adopted or a step parent that adopts a child, and it doesn't impact your inheritance relationships in that particular circumstance. The other aspects of your question, I don't know the answer to that. I may need to talk to somebody that actually knows something about adoption.
Representative Greer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On that question, I don't know the exact answer to that either, but I do know that this applies where the parental rights were terminated or giving up. That's all this does apply to. And to the body, I beg you to pass this, because Wyoming is clearly in the minority. And so in the situations where a family comes in and there is no will, so we're in the intestate succession, As a person that does that, I have to ask the question, did he, the decedent, have any children that he gave up for adoption or where he had terminated his rights? And I've been in on a meeting where Aunt Sally came along to help and said, well, yes, there was. And the surviving spouse and the children didn't know. And it's a very uncomfortable situation, and it's a big surprise. And I think the Speaker Pro Tem said it very well. The intention of the decedent is that when he has given up a child or she has given up a child for adoption and moved on with a new family later in life, that new family is who is to receive his or her estate. So, And we are in a very small minority of states that have this rule. So this is a great cleanup, something I've ran into. I guess I just never thought to bring a bill to correct it. So I thank the Speaker Pro Tem for getting this out in front of us. And I'd encourage you to vote yes.
Question being called. All those in favor of House Bill 21, passing Committee of the Whole, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. House Bill 21 is passed the Committee of the Whole. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 8. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill Number 8 from the Agriculture Committee, an act relating to environmental quality, specifying that a surface owner is an innocent owner if the source of the contamination is a pipeline is specified, and providing for an effective date. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 5, Agriculture, State and Public Lands and Water Resources, to whom is referred House Bill 8, Landowner Indemnification, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Allen, Blake, Campbell, Eklund, Hunt, Yagi, Larson, Lindholm, and McKim, signed by Representative McKim, Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What's your pleasure? Chairman McKim.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that Bill Number 8 do pass. I turn over the explanation of that bill to the representative from Lyman.
Representative Yagi.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill is something that was needed a couple of years ago. I've heard of two instances here in Wyoming where landowners have had pipelines going across their place, and the pipelines have burst, causing, you know, a lot of problems with the oil running down, hitting an irrigation ditch, hitting a field. And in one of the cases in southwest Wyoming that I knew about personally, the landowner went to the pipeline owner, and the pipeline owner came out and said, yes, we feel bad about this. It was an old pipe, and we'll take care of it. Well, a lot of ditches were dug up, a lot of land was cleaned up, and halfway through the whole process, the company went bankrupt, went out of business, gone. And so this landowner was stuck with a lot of loss of water to the summer hay fields, the loss of the crop. And there wasn't really anywhere to go, and then neighbors were even getting mad at the landowner. So this bill corrects that. If you look at the title specifying that surface owner is an innocent owner of the source of contamination if the source is a pipeline as specified. So this bill really looks right at the pipeline and makes the surface owner an innocent landowner that's not liable for the environmental cleanup costs. In talking to the folks that represent the ranching community agency that oversees this, and some of the landowners that were affected, this is really a needed bill. The mineral company, or the pipeline company, minerals have no problem with this in committee. So this is just something that was brought to their attention, and we've cleaned it up, or made it, and I'd encourage you to vote for this. Thank you.
Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a question. Reading the bill, I'm wondering if the landowner actually were to damage the pipeline, I'm still unclear whether he's liable for that or not liable for that. And how would this apply to cases where the pipeline's been abandoned by the original user and the right to use the pipeline's been transferred to the rancher himself, say, and he's using it for irrigation or something like that?
Representative Greer.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I get these questions correct, first of all, if the landowner damages the pipe, we've got that language in here that a person who did not cause or contribute to the contamination. So you would be contributing or causing that contamination. You know, on the second issue, on abandoned pipelines, if it was abandoned in place and not used by the landowner, then the landowner's protected. And quite frankly, that was one of the discussions that came about on this bill, is what do we do with these pipelines that are laying out there on these easements? And I, the Speaker Pro Tem could probably speak a little more to this, but I'm thinking it's like a 30-year abandonment statute. It takes a long time before a pipeline easement is abandoned in the state of Wyoming. You know, if you take that pipeline over and use it for irrigation water, you've converted that to your own use, and that's probably now the landowner's pipe. Yeah.
Madam Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess I'm just basically up here to say that the good representative from the middle of the state, or the sort of the basin, got it right. If you use the pipeline yourself, you lose the innocent owner status.
Question being called. All those in favor of Chairman McKeon's motion that when the Committee of the Whole rise and report, it do so with the recommendation that House Bill 8 do pass, say aye. Opposed? No. House Bill 8 has passed Committee of the Whole. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 49. The reading. Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Committee of the Whole rise and report. I'm going to change my motion, if that's okay with you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to move it to Mr. Chairman. I move that the Committee of the Whole beg leave to rise and sit again until 2 p.m.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. Any committee announcements? Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, the good news I gave you on the printer, it's having some issues of its own. I think it's getting acclimated to the house. So just hold on. I've got tech coming to take care of that. And then today's Wednesday, so we will have the majority caucus at noon.
Any other announcements? Chairman Zwanis or Dan?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, will meet tomorrow at lunch to discuss three bills, House Bill 35, Boards and Commissions Removal of Appointed Members, House Bill 69, Abandoned Buildings, and House Bill 41, Barbering License Requirements.
Mr. Minority Caucus Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Democratic House Caucus will meet 5 minutes after adjournment in B67. That's basement of this building.
Any further announcements? Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is really an announcement. We've had at the legislature for now about 40 years what's called the Legislative Prayer Breakfast, and it's non-denominational, and it's been held in different places through the years, and we will have it again this year. And that will be at Egg and I tomorrow morning at 6:30. You get together, then you order your meal, and at about 7 o'clock you're through. There's no discussion of politics in this. This is religious. It's across the board. It's not... We try to get every religious group a chance to speak at these, and it's a long-standing tradition. We were supposed to have had a joint announcement out, and sometime it got ramped up down the hall for whatever reason, and it didn't get out. So our speaker tomorrow morning will be Rita Meyer, and she's spoken to the group a number of times and has done an excellent job, and I'd hope that you'd find time to do this if your schedule allows.
Madam Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, or Mr. Chairman. Just as a follow-up to our announcement from the caucus chair, the minority party caucuses are open to all members and open to the public.
Chairman Patton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just announced that your committee on education, committee number 4, will meet immediately after adjournment this afternoon to consider House Bill number 87 and House Bill 103, Merit Career Technical Scholarships.
Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your committee number 10 will meet upon adjournment of both houses tonight in room 302, and we are going to hear receive testimony and information from the director of the Department of Health. He will be discussing both Senate File 66 and the share version of the Medicaid expansion. It is our regular committee time. Committee members are expected to be there, but everyone is invited to come and learn what they can about Medicaid expansion.
Any further announcements? Committee of the Whole will rise and sit again at 2 p.m.